You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and the Colorado Farm Show here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys are just joining, here's the drill. I need a minute or two here at the very beginning because I have some bills I need to pay. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home, TV, and phone service options. Do not wait to experience faster, more reliable service. It is the best there is. Trust me. I know these things. If you're in Greeley, you can visit 808 9th Street in Greeley, or you can call 970-503-5055, or you can just go to alofiber.com to build your custom package right now. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust, you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. And finally, we're sponsored by the Colorado Farm Show, which is taking place at Island Grove Park here in Greeley, January 27th through the 29th. The doors will open at 9 a.m. each morning. I spoke at the Colorado Farm Show last year. It was a wonderful experience. I had a great time. Just wonderful history of the Colorado Farm Show goes back a long, long ways. And it's just a history of volunteers striving for agricultural excellence. So if you want to attend the Farm Show or learn more information, go to ColoradoFarmShow.com right now. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, January 14th, 2026. We don't have a lot to talk about, but the summary is the following. I don't know why I'm being so dramatic, because the weather is boring as hell. Dry, calm, and mild today. We're going to see a mix of 50s and 60s, except remember that snow storm that just came through, and places like Teller and El Paso County just got kablammoed. There's still going to be some snow melt going on. So in areas where it still covers the ground, you'll be insulated a little bit more from that radiational heating. So it's going to be slightly cooler in these areas. But other than that, dry, calm, and mild. It'll still be a little blowy at times in the foothills on the Continental Divide, but especially across Wyoming and Nebraska in the notoriously blowy spots. It'll get even more blowy Tuesday and Wednesday as a cold front sweeps through, associated with a trough that'll blast through the Midwest and the Central Plains. That could bring a few scattered hit-or-miss light rain showers, primarily across the northern Front Range and the northeast plains. We could see some snow showers clip the northern mountains. We're not expecting a whole lot of precipitation out of this front, but this will occur late Tuesday and into the day on Wednesday. And again, scattered hit-or-miss showers, primarily across the northern mountains, the northern Front Range, and the northeast plains, late Tuesday and into the day on Wednesday. And then, unfortunately, there's a lot of uncertainty regarding the forecast Thursday and beyond, because let's be honest, the medium and long-range forecast models have had really piss-poor performance in the fall and winter so far, and it's made my life more difficult. So I've had to rely on a combination of forecasting experience, understanding of local climatology, and gut instinct. It's served me fairly well. You know, this last storm, I didn't get it 100% correct everywhere, but of course that's not going to stop me from trying. But when you're trying to predict the future with forecast models that have a lot of bias built into them, and most of that bias is difficult to correct, it makes the meteorologist's job 10 times harder than it already is, especially in Colorado, where we have so many things influencing our local microclimates. So the too long didn't read version is it's a complicated, say that in whatever language or, you know, whatever. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. But there is the slight possibility that a cold front with some light snowfall blows through overnight Thursday and into Friday. That's according to the GFS. The Euro, the exact opposite. 40s and 50s going all the way through the weekend and into next week. I heard we have a home playoff game for the Broncos coming up on Saturday. That's going to be a fun one. I'm probably going to be at that game. Don't know for sure what the forecast is going to be just yet. It's kind of a toss-up, but once I have a clear picture, of course I'll pass the deets along to you, so just be patient with me. The last thing I'll touch on briefly is we're seeing a rapid decline in La Nina, and I've been talking about this for a while now. And for those of you that are new to the whole ENSO cycle, if you will, scientists way smarter than me discovered a long time ago that the ocean sea surface temperatures on the equatorial Pacific have somewhat of a correlation to how the global weather patterns respond to these temperatures. You know, we have a baseline standard, median, or average. And when we're colder than that, that's La Nina. When we're warmer than that, that's El Nino. La Nina does not usually bode well for Colorado. It's usually dry. It's windy, especially for the first half of the season. But what we're seeing, a rapid collapse of La Nina. Hallelujah. Because the westerly trade winds are increasing, and that's causing the temperatures to warm. And in the past, when we've seen La Nina collapse like this, that usually means the second half of the winter season is much more active than the first half. Cross your fingers. But unfortunately, the caveat also is that there's data to suggest that we see an increase in the frequency of severe weather events in the spring. What that looks like, hard to draw conclusions. But be patient. Correlation does not necessarily mean causation, and however you want to interpret that is fine. But the point is, there is cause for optimism that the second half of winter will be much more fruitful than the first half has been. But then we need to be careful with how we approach the spring season. I don't say that to scare you, merely to prepare you. And keep that thought in the back of your mind as we get closer. And of course, I'll keep you updated on all of it on the Bookface, Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy every Monday and Friday when I'm not traveling. I join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And then finally, for almost 5 years now, which is hard to believe, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops every single Monday on 1310KFK.com. And it's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. We'll talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.